It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. House impeachment managers will wrap up their arguments against former President Trump today. Colorado Representative Joe Neguse laid out a roadmap for the case yesterday. He argued the January 6th Capitol riot didn't happen spontaneously.
It was part of a carefully planned months-long effort with a very specific instruction. Show up on January 6th and get your people to fight the certification. He incited it. It was foreseeable.
Neguse and fellow Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette are two of the 9 impeachment managers. Trump's lawyer will have 16 hours to refute the charges. Our live coverage of the impeachment trial begins this morning at 10. Denver is starting to figure out what will become of a deserted 155-acre golf course in a northeast neighborhood. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
It's rare to have an urban, undeveloped chunk of land this large, and people have opinions about its future. Some want to see the former Park Hill Golf Course become a public park in a city with fewer than 9 acres of open space per 1,000 residents. That's well below the national average of 13. The land is owned by Westside Development Partners, which is a private firm. Others want to see a district of homes, businesses, and parks near an RTD station in a city with a housing shortage and goals to cut down on driving. The kickoff to the planning process focused mostly on developing a plan in the framework of racial equity. The Denver City Council will have to sign off before any changes happen. David Sachs, Denverite.
A small part of a northeast Denver suburb got a little more snow than its neighbors yesterday. The National Weather Service says that's because Commerce City is the site of industrial refineries that put out extra water vapor into the atmosphere to create a very localized snow shower. Commerce City and Metro Denver have the chance for more snow today.